And joining us is 36th District State Senator Jim Stomas. Jim, how are you today, my friend?
I'm well, Kevin. And how are you?
I'm doing good, thank you. Glad to have you back on with us. Get caught up with you before we head into the holidays. Still some work to do down in Lansing, right?
We are. We are at work, finishing up. There's a supplemental as we finished last year. We actually had some additional dollars that were unspent by the government, so we're trying to make sure that those, I'm hoping, will go to roads and or debt retirement, but we've got a supplemental that we hope to take up within the next couple of weeks. On top of that, we've been looking at and amending a little bit the minimum wage bill and the paid sick leave, and so we've worked on those, and then just yesterday, the Senate took up a bill regarding to find the next solution for Pipeline 5. Mm-hmm. So we took up some legislation. It's been one of those large discussed items. Last week they were talking about putting a new tunnel with giving it to the Mackinac Bridge Authority. And that seemed to raise a lot of concern. They liked the Mackinac Bridge Authority where it's at, not necessarily not jeopardizing that authority and or anything. So what we did just yesterday was to change it so it is not the Mackinac Authority. It would be a three-person authority, and it would then be the authority over a tunnel that goes under the straits. My understanding is it runs about 155 feet below the water down in the bedrock. So there's no chance that it's going to come and pollute our waters. You have the tunnel, but then you have the pipeline within the tunnel. So it's almost an additional safety factor, even within the underground part.
Okay.
Somebody explained it as it would be if you flip Mackinac Bridge upside down and you look at those tall peaks, it would be about that far under the bottom of the water.
Wow.
And so I think it's a positive thing. In addition to that, my understanding is the governor and Enbridge have gone into a contract that makes Enbridge 100% responsible for the cost. And then in addition to that, having the bonding for that. And so on top of all of that, with the tunnel, Enbridge is also committed to upgrading the entire pipeline going down through southern from north to south, especially on any additional water crossings. And so I think it's a positive move forward to update our structure. It's time that we do it.
Yeah.
So I think this is a positive way to accomplish what so many have a concern on.
Boy, no doubt about it. So a lot of things still to do in the next couple of weeks. Then you go on holiday break, but not really, because you're going to be all around the district, aren't you?
My hope is to definitely be out in the district. This is always an amazing time with our families out shopping at local businesses and all of the different Christmas events. And so traveling throughout the district, stopping in, saying hi, hitting some of the Christmas cheer events and or celebrations with so many friends across the district. So find some time for myself and the family. But on top of that, my legislative family, the 36th Senate District, out and just enjoy the Christmas spirit and season.
Boy, no doubt about that. Well, Jim, you and your family have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. But if people want to catch up with you, what's the best way to reach you, my friend?
The best way to do that is 855-347-8036. Again, the phone number would be 855-347-8036 or www.senatorjimstomas.com.
All right, Jim. Well, again, happy holidays to you, my friend, and we'll catch up with you, I'm going to imagine, in the new year.
Well, hopefully we'll get one more update, but if not, I hope you have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and look forward to speaking with you soon.